afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Gary Lucy.
And that is...
Almond Face.
Almond Face, gray beard.
I'm eating almonds.
That's a healthy snack.
He's hoping that the almond dust will cover up the gray in his beard.
Yeah.
So, hey, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Doing great.
It's good. Yeah. Summer's winding down.
Yeah, you know, that's fine. I'm back looking for work, but it's good. You know, I get to sleep in a little bit of everything. You been to any concerts or anything, Pat? What you
concerts? Was I to any concerts recently? Saw Chicago and the Dubes.
Oh, that's right. Doobie
Brothers
and
Pardo.
There, right?
They've added a percussionist. I don't know his name, but think of the guy kind of looks like a Hispanic Dimitri Martin.
Okay.
By way of Martin Short, and he acts like a like some buffoon that would be in a Telemundo sitcom. I mean, he is stealing focus like you won't believe, like so out of place in the band Chicago.
It's a Ferrisito.
Yeah, it's so yes.
That's amazing.
It was very weird. And then the Doobie Brothers opened. They sounded great. The sound was great. And then Chicago comes out, and I guess they put some guy with no arms on the mixing board, and they sounded not that great.
Oh, that's what Jimmy said, yeah.
Yeah, and then they come back at the end with Chicago and the Doobie Brothers, and they play songs together, and then Doobie Brothers mixing guy comes back, and then they sound great again.
Because you know why he uses that?
Stop squeaking your shoes together. It's driving me crazy.
Oh, is that why you just kicked me in my kneecap?
Yes, I just kicked you in your knee to make you stop, and you didn't take the hint.
Just because I thought you kicked me in my knee by accident, and I was waiting for an apology.
How would that have happened? You're so far away. I had to lean down to get...
I'm a fidgety dude.
Well, fidget quietly.
By the way, have you heard the new album by Fidgety Dude?
Oh, the Fidgety.
Oh, man.
Formerly the Fidgets. all right. A couple weeks ago, we did a show with story songs.
Right.
And Jimmy Pardo informed me that Harry Chapin's song Taxi, mm-hmm. that he actually wrote a sequel.
That's true.
To that song. And the song is called Sequel. So I found what I thought is the creepiest part of the song.
Oh, good.
And this is going to play for about, we can talk over it like we did before with the Taxi, which was a long clip. But this is going to play for a while.
Let's hear it.
And here we go. Remember, Harry and Sue.
Hold on, we're having technical difficulties.
Uh-oh. Tech problems. Oh, you're plugged in. You're not plugged in. You got to go to the beginning. Cause
so I asked her to come to the concert.
Oh, boy.
She said, no, I work at night. I said, we've gotten too damn good at leaving Sue. She said, Harry, you're right.
Oh, here comes Super Creepy coming up.
Don't ask me if I made love to her, or which one of us started to cry. Don't ask me why she wouldn't take the money that I left.
What?
If I answered it all, I'd lie.
I think Sue's a prostitute now.
That's, I thought she was a famous actress.
Dude, she's a prostitute
I
now.
I thought he was just helping her out and through hard times.
His career took off.
Oh, I see.
So I thought about her as I sang that night and how the circle keeps rolling around.
Uh-huh.
How I act as I'm facing the footlights and how she's flying with both feet on the ground.
What?
I know.
Drugs?
I guess it's
maybe.
The sequel to our story.
Yeah, it is, Harry.
Between heaven and hell. With half the time thinking of what might have been. And half thinking just as well.
All right, stop it.
Oh, my God.
Don't ask us which one cried.
Just because the words rhyme doesn't make it lyrics. That's what I feel about this.
Who cried? Did he cry?
Yes.
What? Why was he crying?
Don't ask.
seriously, don't ask.
So it's the same tune. Like,
yeah.
That's what people want in a sequel is actually the
exact same thing.
Yeah, the exact same thing. So that's good. But the name of that song might as well have been How You Like Me Now, Bitch. Because he was a taxi and she was famous.
Yeah, and now he's famous. It sounds like she's turning tricks and she's high and she's making men cry and wanted to leave her some money.
That's the worst. Like, the only thing, like... like people like to read like a David Sedaris or something like that because he's like not afraid to be honest and put himself in a negative light and be the butt of jokes and stuff. So that's what like don't say like don't write about how awesome you are. Unless you're a rapper.
And the album cover has him standing outside of a taxi cab with like his arm up and his foot
Remember
up.
This?
Unbelievable.
Oh, what a dick.
I think the moral of the story is if your ex-girlfriend turns to prostitution, don't pay her for sex. That's only going to...
Right. Yeah.
It's only going to bum you out.
And how bad is she at her job? I mean, that made that guy cry.
I know. It's so kind of... It's like when your daughter has a lemonade stand, I'll be your first customer.
Right.
Just come on. That's the worst. Wow. Well, but I do have some closure now. Thank you.
Okay.
That was good.
And there is closure because Harry Chapin died.
Oh, thank God. There won't be a part three.
Car accident. 39.
We should write a part three. Like, what happened?
You know what a part three is? It's Sue's high, and she comes out of nowhere in her car and hits him.
Oh, that would be ironic.
No, I was going to say, like, maybe, like...
So he's singing from the grave in this
20
one.
20 years later, a girl who looks just like her shows up at a concert backstage.
You're right.
Nice.
They have sex, and then he finds out it's his daughter.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
And everybody cries.
Isn't that the Japanese movie Old Boy? Isn't that what happens in that?
That movie's fucking awesome, but I forget what the deal is.
Yeah,
is
they're remaking it right now with Josh Brolin as the title character.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think that is what happened. And then he pulls his... The character cuts his own tongue out or something.
Yeah.
Crazy. The Japanese make some crazy movies, man.
They're bananas. Japanese.
Godzilla?
Oh, man. I know. It's not even real.
Crazy. Gary, what do you got? You got some fun for us now. After
I had a little game that you and Matt could participate in, but I think Matt is choking to death.
No, right, fine.
Now. Okay.
Well, he's allergic to water and almonds.
Is this a problem?
Let's hear a little bit of this song. There's a great new group called the Mystery Jets. Have an awesome album called Radlands. It's been getting a lot of play on KCRW, especially this song called Greatest Hits. Okay. Can I hear a little bit of this here? I think you like this. Sounds like Stuck in the Middle with You.
Yeah, it does. Oh, it really does.
The drums are in my face.
You can't take the lexicon of love away, but I'll keep and remain in life. You can take away, it's a shame about rape, but I'm holding on to...
Oh, it's a shame about rape.
So there you go. So I think you see where I'm going with this. It's a couple. They're breaking up. And they're dividing up all their albums.
That's nice.
Oh, was I supposed to be listening to lyrics?
No. See,
if that happened with my wife and I, God forbid, she would be saying, take Orion the Hunter.
Take Orion the Hunter.
You can't possibly own that on LP.
No, it's my nephew found it for me illegally on the internet.
Oh.
It's hard to find.
Well, they mentioned 10 albums in here. Well, I think we've played just about every one on this program at some point.
It's a shame about Ray. That jumped right out of me.
So I'll read the album title. You tell me who it's by.
Okay. And are we buzzing in? Are we taking turns?
You can just shout it out, and I'll try to decide.
Shout it out loud?
Yeah, shout it out loud.
Kiss.
Let's start with that one. It's a shame about Ray. Who's that by?
I'm blanking.
Amy Mann?
No, but same hairdo as Amy Mann. But it's a dude.
Yeah, I keep wanting to say the Lemonheads.
Yes!
But, oh, it is.
Wow, Evan Dando.
Yeah, on the board. Lexicon of Love.
ABC.
Yes!
Oh, nice.
Remain in Light.
Talking Heads.
Very good. 2-1 pet. A little bit harder, Country Life. Produced by Chris Thomas.
Oh, boy.
It's...
I love Chris Thomas.
Country Life. What year? What?
I want to say 74 or something like that.
I'm out.
No, I'm out.
Willie Nelson.
Roxy Music.
No, that's right.
No Need to Argue.
Oh.
Right from Matt's college years.
Replacements.
No,
just threw it out there. Why not? I don't lose a point, so what the fuck?
Frank Black.
The name of this group is a little bit fruity.
Cossy Fan Tutti Frutti. That Squeeze album.
That's right.
Wait, what?
It's Fruity.
I don't know.
The Gay Rods.
You might listen to them when you have a yeast infection. Or it's the Cranberries.
Oh, the Cranberries.
In the Airplane Over the Sea?
Oh, that's...
Neil Young.
No, it's Neutral Milk Hotel.
Is correct. The Boy with the Arab Strap?
Don't know.
Bell and Sebastian. Village Green?
The Kinks.
Right.
Wow, I should have gotten that Belle and Sebastian. That's, I need to get the ones that are for me.
You got to get the ones that are for you.
I'm not going to get the ones for Pat.
three to two.
Double Nickels on the Dime.
That's Jimmy Pardo's comedy album.
Double Nickels on the Dime.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that, but it sounds awesome.
It's an L.A. band, L.A. trio. One of the dudes died. Kind of a punk rock trio.
Sublime?
It's from the 80s.
Blind Melon?
The bass player played on Since You've Been Gone. We talked about that.
Wow. You're really leading me astray now.
It's the Minutemen.
Oh, okay. Oh, the Minutemen. God damn
it. And then there's Band on the Run.
Band Wings. On the Wings.
Right. And
I'll give it to you so we're tied.
McCartney won.
McCartney.
And last one is This Nation's Saving Grace.
It's 4-3. I'm winning. It's your
no idea.
They're named after a season in the year.
What?
The band is their name. They share a name with a popular season. That's summer.
Summer. I don't know.
Winter 1492.
Summer of 69.
Maybe. Ooh. Maybe work your way through the seasons.
Up top, my brother.
Oh, it's not summer?
No, it's not summer.
Fall?
The fall.
Oh, the fall.
Fall.
What year were you? You said something about a year.
Oh, no. It's no, I said they're named after one of the seasons of the year.
Oh, I thought you said season and a year.
Oh, I
check the tape, Gary's.
I thought it was like winter 1972.
I got
it.
Well,
it was 4-3.
I got to work on my enunciation. That was an okay game, but that's a good album.
Some fun games. All right.
Radlands.
Radlands.
Radlands. Did you have any other new business?
I got no new business.
Let's hear our play-in topic. See if people could guess the
topic.
Guess it from
guess it.
Guess it.
Wait a minute. Do I have that?
Dave Bowie, is that in there?
See, this is the problem with things not being in order. That's
I put them in order, but then they...
But then you get them out of order.
Then they...
Vogue.
That's right. We're like last week we had our Olympic episode, letter O, and we're coming down towards the end of the Olympics, so I thought it would be funny, like, oh, we should do something about the clothing ceremonies.
Gary, nice.
Clothing
ceremonies. So, Gary, these songs are going to be songs that have articles of...
Clothing.
In the title.
Something you might wear.
Out of ideas.
No way, man. This is show 57.
Grasping at straws.
We have 57 varieties.
I know. No, you're good. I agree.
We got plenty of them. No.
You are right. So I'm going to... This was your topic idea, and so you're going to let me start. Okay.
Yes.
I went with... one of the sexiest items of clothing that a lady can wear.
Yeah.
Skirts.
Ooh.
Yeah, man. With a slit up it. Ooh. How about a slit skirt? Pete Townsend. No one respects the flame quite like the fool who's badly burned. From all this you'd imagine that there must be something learned. Slip skirt, Jeannie never wears no slip skirts. I don't ever wear no lip shirts. Can't pretend the going on and never hurts. I just love those lyrics.
Greatest lyrics.
I love those lyrics.
What's the best line?
I don't know. What do you think it is?
I think it's, but unlike me, she don't work out her frustrations
in the gym. Yes, that's great.
Maybe she should take Pilates.
And that's from All the Best Cowboys Have Chinese Eyes. That's my favorite Pete Townsend solo album. That is autographed by Pete Townsend and hanging on my wall.
Oh, I got to go to the Pat Cave. I went to Stately Francis Manor and I saw his holdings.
I took him up there and showed him around.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, can we go outside now?
I'm scared.
Boring.
No, I liked it a lot. You know what? I'm glad you started with skirts because this is a song that I was so happy. I heard it once a million years ago and it has the funniest line in it. And it's called Super Skirt. And it's this obscure, like, country hit from the 70s by a gal named Connie Cato, who's got, you know, just a big-ass, like, Dolly Parton hair.
Okay.
But she's singing about the town tramp.
I thought you were going to say big-ass Dolly Parton.
No, hairdo. But she's singing about the town tramp,
okay.
who she's labeled Super Skirt. And and it's the she characterizes her behavior in the funniest line I've ever heard. And let's see if you could pick it
all
up.
Right.
Why don't you just start about 30, so you'll like get the idea.
Super Skirt's a good band name, too.
Yeah, that is good. Yeah.
Super Skirts.
She comes on like a rose. lead you on with sweet perfume, but you'll be sorry you fail. She was born a winking at the doctor. Her middle name is Flirt. Watch out, girl.
She was born winking at the doctor.
She was born winking. That's what a horse is.
She was born winking at the doctor.
Comes out of the womb and she's like, hey.
Well, look, first of all, she's naked.
Yeah, that's true. So,
also, that she chick sounded out like Alvin from the Chipmunks.
That was really crazy.
Did. It was probably like David Allan Coe sped up.
What year was this out?
I want to say like 72 or something.
When is she touring? When is she coming to the
I don't know
Los
if she's
Angeles
still alive
area?
Even. I don't know if she ever recorded again.
Say her name again.
Connie Cato.
Connie Cato.
74, it says okay. Here. I don't know if that's
she came out winking at the doctor.
What a bad baby.
That's a bad baby.
Wow.
Bad baby.
So that's a super skirt.
You think she came winking out and said, up top, my brother.
Exactly. What is our next article of clothing, Pat?
Well, look, a lot of people like to wear a hat on their head.
Sure.
Or a cap.
Something like that.
Or...
Chapeau.
You could wear a beret.
Oh, yes.
I didn't look through this, but this might be the biggest hit of all the clothing songs, right?
Probably.
You guys perused it.
This is if you're talking about chart success, probably yes. So this is Prince with a little raspberry beret.
Yes. Awesome.
That's when I think Wendy. I know you should want to hear the whole thing.
I love it.
Yeah. That was I don't think I owned any Prince until that came out. I bought that 45. And aren't Wendy and Lisa in the band at that point still?
They're still there.
That's,
yeah.
I think that's them on the background vocals.
They
yes,
like,
it is.
That's like Prince, like, you know, going at half speed, not trying too hard or something. It's just still like
if still
that had
fun.
If that had been the only thing he ever written, he'd be a Hall of Famer. But that's
that's a great song.
That, you know what, I'm gonna jump ahead because that's that like puts me in the mind of this story I wanted to tell. I was working in a record store when that came out, and there was and we all know what goes on there at the record store.
Right. Yep. Was your saying. Boss Mr. McGee?
He was not. Okay. Mr. Singer, but he there was this I was like 19 or something, and there was this gal there named Joni, and she had the hottest body. It was the bangingest chick I'd ever seen. She was so, it was unbelievable. And I was like, you know, I'm swinging for the fences. I gotta ask her out. You know what I mean? Cause I was like, it's like when the lottery hits a certain amount of money, like you're not going to win, but you know,
but why not?
You gotta play.
I gotta play. So like,
what's it going to cost you?
Exactly. I could become a sexual billionaire. So hot. She looked like a Swedish Jack Kay. Just like, wow. Boobs and butt everywhere and tight skirt and just, and you know, nice, you know, fingernails and big eyes.
And she was a nice girl too.
Very nice. Very nice. And very.
Oh,
and,
no, she was an asshole.
So like.
But I could overlook it.
This was the greatest rejection I've ever gotten. I, you know, say, hey, maybe Joni, maybe. Well, sometimes she's like, no. And I'm like, oh yeah, you probably have a boyfriend, right? Yeah, I have a boyfriend, but I would never go out with you. And I'm like, really? Wow. And
nice.
And so yeah, it'd be like going out with that bear in the fabric softener commercial. Like Snuggle? Yeah, Snuggles. And she called me Snuggles from then on out. So
well, that was pretty good. I mean, she was an asshole.
No, she was honest.
She was,
you know, that
nice.
Was good. But her boyfriend was this guy. He was a rockabilly dude.
Oh,
and
boy.
He was in this band called the Kingpins in San Jose, who
P-I-N Z.
They were spelled with an S. They weren't because they were, but they won Star Search like that first year.
Wow!
Star, but and they, you know, I'd see the Kingpins every now and again, and they used to do this song that.
Can I make you feel better?
Yeah,
the Kingpins no longer around. Snuggles the Bear still around.
That's right. That's right. You like me now?
Still working.
I'm writing it in my song.
That's
sequel.
Right. So go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah, your song.
This is a rockabilly number by Robert Gordon that celebrates a certain kind of pants, and it's funny because it has this sound in it.
Okay, great.
Black slack.
Oh.
Black slack. Black slack. black slack. Baby, cool daddy up. When I put him on, I'm raring to go. When I go places, I just don't care. Do you know why? Do you see what I wear? Black slacks. Take 14 in black slacks. Really are king in black slacks. Make a cool daddy up. When
let me say something.
Yeah.
If they were writing a movie about rockabilly.
Yeah.
And they hired a bunch of guys to write quintessential rockabilly songs.
Sure.
That's the song they would have written.
They would come up with black slacks.
They'd come up with black slacks. Yeah. It's got everything in there. It's got the thumping.
Daddy-o and
the thumping one string bass.
Yeah.
It's got the everything. That was great.
Pants is a funny enough word on its own, but slacks.
That's why Jimmy Pardo likes to even just say slack.
A nice slack. Yeah.
Raspberry Beret went to number 2.
Oh.
Number 2
that's
in the
amazing
U.S.
Amazing that that didn't.
I wonder
go
what held it up.
One.
I know. I wonder what did held it. Did Michael
probably
Jackson have
Michael
an album?
Jackson shit.
Probably.
Yeah. A fucking bullshit. Thriller just ruined everybody.
Ruined
two
everyone.
Years.
Yeah, killed everyone's career. All right, let's jump into. Look, Gary.
Yes.
I rarely wear a dress pant. I rarely wear anything, and I think Matt, you're like this too. If you're going to wear something on your lower torso,
yes,
you either wear shorts or jeans.
Right.
Otherwise,
you could almost say that I'm forever in blue jeans.
Yes.
On Rock Solid. Oh, the bridge.
Baby, tonight by the fire, all alone, you and I. Nothing around but the sound of my heart and your sighs. Can't sing and dance, and it can't walk. As long as I can have you here with me, I'd much rather be forever in blue jeans, babe.
Now that went to number 20 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Really?
Number 2 on Easy Listening.
just imagine in your mind's eye Neil Young wearing jeans, and what kind of crazy mom jeans those are.
You said Neil Young.
Oh, I'm sorry, Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond wearing jeans. I know.
That was just some.
Could anybody tell me where my mom jeans are? Getting a little bit of camel toe, high waisted, pleated
in the gunt area.
So one of you guys had said that they're. Who told us that a friend of theirs is now married to Neil Diamond, a photographer? For friend.
Not
what
me.
Podcast was it? Who told
wow.
us that?
Oh, man.
Someone just told me that in real life.
That's great.
And I said, Katie Diamond? They go, yeah, my friend Katie. I'm like, what the F?
Mazel tov.
I thought that happened in this room. Maybe not. Okay.
let me see if I got any more pants song. Oh, you know, but I'll come back to this. This is a great song about a sweater. It's called The Sweater. And It's pretty obscure, but it's this. It was from an era in the early '80s where, like, some spoken word performance artist ladies could have some records out if they had.
How you say ladies. They're not men. They're never men. Men like to rock.
I think some men might have done it too. Yeah, back there was an MTV show and everything with like Maggie Estep, and I can't remember who the dudes were on it. But this was a gal named Marin Cadell, and I think it was kind of a hit on the college campus back in those days. But if you want to start this one from about 22, Matt, it's called Marin Cadell, and it's called The Sweater.
Fold over your head the worn, warm sweater belonging to a boy. Now, you haven't had a passionate kissing session or anything, but you got to go on a camping trip with him and 8 other people from school. And you practically slept together, your sleeping bag right next to his. And you woke in the night to watch him as he slept, but you couldn't see anything because it was dark, so you just lay there and listened to his breathing and wondered if your heart might burst. The sweater has that slightly goat-like smell which all teenage boys possess. And that smell will lovingly transfer to all your other clothes. If you get to keep it for a few days, you can sleep with it, but don't let your mom see because she'll say, what is that filthy thing and who does it belong besides the trash man? Should you keep it under the covers with you? You can kind of lie it beside you or wrap it around your waist or touch it on your legs or whatever. That's your business.
That's your business.
That's your business.
We don't care what you do with the sweater.
Okay. I didn't realize.
She goes on a camping trip with a bunch of people from school. The boy she likes, I'm cold. Can I wear your sweater? But, you know, she was like, she likes this guy, but he doesn't like her. And she's just like, you know, loving the sweater and, you know, her imagination's running away with her. And he wants his sweater back at the end.
What's weird is I kind of remember that.
Do you remember that?
I just kind of do too. But then I thought maybe I'm thinking of a Kristen Wiig character from Saturday Night Live.
It kind of sounds like that, huh? Yeah.
It totally does.
Anyway, but yeah, that's The Sweater from the album Angel Food for Thought.
No, this is, it's time for a Belknap interruption.
Belknap interruption.
Belknap interruption.
Oops. That other shit's
still
playing.
The exact same song. Okay, great.
Crazy mashup.
Nice interruption, Matt.
What's this? What's this?
The sweater song, Undone.
Yeah.
Weezer.
This is Weezer.
Still from a little taste.
This is from the Blue album, right?
Yeah. Debut.
Produced by
Rick Ocasek. Ocasek?
Ocasek.
Ocasek.
Whatever he wants. I just call him Rick.
See if I can.
Nope. Also drops the K from his name, Rick.
Here we go. This is great, right? It's just like undeniable.
Feedback whistle there is great.
Came out when I was in college, so Excellent. Of course I have to like it.
Sweaters turn up a bit. Probably jackets and shoes, probably the most.
Yeah, lots of shoes.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a couple of some more ladies' wear, two in a row.
Let's hear it.
This is just, I'm going to go straight up with a dress.
Oh.
And this is the Hollies, long, cool woman in a black dress. And let me tell you something. I have trouble understanding any of the words in this song. So let me see if you guys know what he's saying. Go ahead.
My temperature just started to rise.
Right? But what was that first line?
Nobody knows.
Long cool woman in a black dress. What?
Okay, now, what he said was, a pair of 45s made me open my eyes. My temperature started to rise. And then the other line was, just a 5'9", beautiful, tall. With just one look, I was a bad mess. Because that long, cool woman had it all. But go and listen to this whole song. I can't understand a thing that he's saying unless I'm looking at these lyrics.
A pair of 45 singles?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I think he's talking about some... Because it starts out Saturday night, he was
or
down...
Or is he using European boot sizing? Well,
the first lyric is, Saturday night I was downtown working for the FBI, sitting in a nest of bad men... Whiskey bottles piling high.
Ah.
So 45s are probably guns.
Okay.
But when you hear that first line, it's literally, Saturday night I was downtown working for the FBI. And I'm like, what? Okay, then we're going to go. This isn't a dress. This is a little bit more fancy of a dress.
Uh-huh.
This is when your lady slips on her evening gown.
Ooh.
Tell us about that, Mick Jagger, sir.
Just turned 69. Up top, my brother.
Smile. Produced by Rick Rubin.
But I can still paint the town. All the colors of your evening gown. While I'm waiting for your blonde hair to turn gray.
What's that called?
That is called Evening Gown, and that's from the album that I played when we did Best Albums You've Never Heard. That's from Wandering Spirit again.
Okay.
And that is a really great, great, great album.
That's cool.
Do people give him shit for his fucking affected accent on records? Because
like his country accent? Or
it's as bad as like when a white guy tries to sound like a black guy.
You mean when he's like, people say that I'm great?
You know, he doesn't talk like that.
I said before, there's a couple of Micks. There's falsetto Mick.
Right.
There's country
this
Mick.
This is country Mick. Full-on country Mick.
Yeah, it's weird because, you know, a lot of English guys, when they sing, they lose their accent. And some guys like Ray Davies actually embrace the Cockney and sing with it. So it's weird.
He gets a pass, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe either like, for doing it so long or, you know, he's
always done it. Like Girl with Faraway Eyes, and he's country honk. He's always done it. So
it's better than the Springsteen country
accent. Oh, the Springsteen country accent is the worst. Yeah. I hate it. Yeah. I hate that. But very country from New Jersey.
I'll stick with the ladies wear section. This is a gal, you know her work even if you don't know her name. She was the violin player for years with John Mellencamp, like on Cherry Bomb.
Oh yeah. She's terrific. I can't pull her name. What's her name?
Her name is Lisa Germano.
Yes.
And she had a bunch of like critically acclaimed solo albums on like the prestigious 4AD label out of England. And And then I moved to LA, and she was my boss at Book Soup.
What?
What?
It was crazy. Yeah, she was like, you think, because like she does a lot of like session work and everything like that. But
she at that point she had already been touring with Mellencamp.
Yeah, yeah, and they
she just wanted to get away from that.
Just wanted to get away from all that asshole. But she still records. She still
all that
goes,
ass.
get away from all that ass. Too much ass.
So much ass following Mellencamp.
What was her nickname for you? Because I know you asked her out.
No, I didn't ask her out. But she was cool. She was a chill boss. She would let me go and do a comedy gig or whatever, and
She knew. She was an artist.
She knows what it's like. But
she's kind of cute, right?
She's very cute. And she Geek the Girl is probably her masterpiece. But I think this is from her first solo record. I don't know if it'll translate like in our chunklet, format that we have here. But it's a song called the Dresses Song, and it's kind of about how love makes you do things you don't want to do.
All right.
From about 117, I think might be a good way to take this Lisa Germano. On Rock Solid.
You make me want to wear dresses. You look at me so fragile. Do you make me think about nothing? It feels so good like that. You look at me so fragile. So full of desire. Wide open spaces.
I think about her records is like it's like super intimate, like, and you feel like,
yeah, like you're
am
right
I reading
there.
A diary or something?
Yeah,
yeah, so you're like
too personal.
Yeah, it's a little too personal.
Especially if you're my boss.
Yeah,
what was, exactly. What was your pickup line, Gary? Did you tell her that you call your penis your fiddle? Maybe she'd like to play it.
So wait, did you hear
had that?
Did you work for her after this came out, or during, or while?
Like, it was after. Yeah, well, it was, yeah, it was after.
So did you go, like, seek out this album once you met
no,
her?
No, I was a big fan, in Portland, like one summer, Geek the Girl, everybody was like, oh, Lisa Germano, like, people were, like, forming religions to her or something, like,
wow.
And I, moved down, I wrote back, you'll never guess who, it,
guess who signs my paycheck?
Local boy makes good.
Exactly, yeah. But I don't know if she still works there or not, but she might have went back to Indiana. I don't know what happened. Who knows? But she's still recording.
Cool.
Check it out. Yeah.
Well, I got a couple of straight up shirt songs.
Yeah,
shirt. Put
it
on
up.
A shirt. Shirt it up, as shirt they say in Date. As what's his name? Steve Carell tells Mark Wahlberg in Date Night.
Shirt it up.
Shirt it up, because he has his shirt off like the whole movie, and finally he just goes, come on, shirt it up. So this is Nerf Herder from 1996. Yeah. They're singing about their golf shirt.
Nice.
And I'm not the one who you can't live without. I'm not the one who you wanna see.
Poor guy.
I'm not the one who you want to be seen with. And when you're tired of all the jerks, and you're tired of all the work, you're tired of being hurt. You will run for the comfort of my golf shirt.
I love that. When you're done with all the jerks, you'll long for the comfort of my golf shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this next one is by one of my favorite country folk artists, Mary Chapin Carpenter. And this is called This Shirt, and she's just singing about her favorite shirt. Nice little song.
This shirt is old and faded, all the colors washed away.
It says
and
who farted.
I count anyway. I can wear it beneath my jacket with the collar turned up high. So old I should replace it, but I'm not about to try.
That's all we need. What if she didn't have to wear a shirt? Like she said, she wears it under a jacket. What if she didn't? I wear it. I have one pant leg. I have one leg in it and one wrapped around my waist.
Just feels right.
Just feels right.
What?
This shirt, Mary Chapin Carpenter.
Do you have any favorite articles of clothing that you have a special relationship with?
You wear that hoodie a lot. You love that.
I wear this hoodie. This is like every day. I just wear it.
It's like a jacket. Security blanket.
I guess so.
A hoodie. A good hoodie is like that. It's like a baseball glove or something where you really work
it
in. And
it's actually too big. I think it's too big.
It's a little big.
I need to get a smaller hoodie. I need to get a new hoodie and burn this one. I don't know. I tell you what, if I would just wear jeans and a white t-shirt or jeans and a black t-shirt.
Because you're the Fonz.
Every day. Yeah, seriously, I would wear that every day for the rest of my life because that's just what I feel comfortable
with. That was the best part of working at the post office was never that struggle.
No.
What am I going to wear?
Put it on.
Be like Steve Jobs, you know? Like,
yeah.
Just pick a uniform and wear it every
day. Mock turtleneck. Yeah. What do you wear, Matt? What do you like to wear? You like ironic t-shirts?
No, not ironic. I like t-shirts.
T-shirts, though. That would be your article of clothing t-shirt.
No, I don't know. I do like a nice sweatshirt. Not hooded, though. Like just the regular, what is that called?
When just a pullover.
Yeah, I guess.
Long sleeve. Pullover sweatshirt.
Right now, he's wearing one of those fringed half shirts that a girl would make, like cutting the strips.
Yeah, well, it's summertime.
Yeah.
What about you, Gary? You like your fancy tennis shoes?
Yeah, I like some nice sneaks. The article of clothing that I miss so much that I long for is when I was in college. I found this thrift store coat, and it was a San Francisco Muni, like a cable car driver's jacket.
Oh, cool.
It didn't look like a Michael Jackson thing or something, but it was like, you know, it was like green, like an olive green with like purple piping and all these like patches on the sleeve. It said courtesy citation and some epaulets and it just fits so nice. I mean, I don't know what the hell happened to it. It's crazy. Mm. So if you have my damn jacket, I want it back.
Yeah, listen.
Really, the point of this episode.
Exactly.
This is a plea.
Oh, but speaking of jackets, my next song. This is
Segway.
A couple weeks during story songs we heard from Jenny and the S Dog from that first Steve Malcolmus solo album.
Mm-hmm.
This is also from that album. This is it's called JoJo's Jacket, and it's ostensibly about Yul Brynner, the actor, but it's really like this coded diss about Moby. Like he has some beef with Moby.
Oh my god!
So it's really strange, but you won't pick up on that at all. But you will. I like the part where he has his wife sing about Yule's electronic carcass at one point. So anyway, maybe start this about 7 seconds in, and it's very informative about Yul Brynner.
In a funny way, the shaving.
There he is.
Has been a liberation from a lot of stupid vanities, really. It has simplified everything for me. It has opened a lot of doors, maybe.
I'm not what you think I am. I'm the king of Siam. Saw me in Westworld. I acted like a robot cowboy. And it was my best role. I cannot deny I felt right home deep inside that electronic carcass.
So take that, Moby.
Yeah, that's deep. I think Eminem was a little more direct with
it. Yeah, exactly. Everybody was against Moby then. It gets a little more like direct after that, but I just like, you know, give a plug to Westworld.
Yeah.
Electronic Cowboys.
You don't hear that every day.
What you got, Pat?
Let me see. I'm going to go with everyone wears shoes. Am I right? Pretty much in this country?
Not Rapunzel.
Some NFL kickers.
Okay. Who doesn't wear shoes? Matthew McConaughey.
Right.
No shirt, no shoes. All service for that guy.
All right.
You got it. All right. I got a couple of shoe songs. This is from a 1991 David Lee Roth solo album. And I know already you're going,
of course
what?
It is.
And this is his best album. It's called Little Ain't Enough. And this is Sensible Shoes.
Oh, all my friends now, they look up to me. They
wish they could be a lot more like me, but they don't know. Can't be true. And they can't see how I'm hurting, how I'm empty. Lost my soul when I walk out on you. I need some sensible shoes.
No, not yet. Sensible shoes.
Ones that lead me back to you.
There you go.
He's got no sense, but maybe his shoes.
Yeah, he needs some sensible shoes that'll lead him back to you.
Oh, you romantic
fool. So see,
fool.
Dave's hurting.
Yeah.
He's hurting, man.
And if those are like thigh-high Ugg boots, so much the better.
If you've got... Well, he doesn't have a song called Assless Chaps.
Oh, okay.
I would have played that. And then this is... I'm not even going to... You're going to know this song immediately, and this is probably my favorite shoe song. Here we go.
Oh, sure. Disgusted.
And now I try to be amused. But since the wings have got rusted, you know the angels want to wear my red shoes.
Done. Shut it. My inner Pardo says shut it down. Remember, folks, Pat Francis, Elvis Costello fan since 2011.
That's
big fan. Saw him in concert. Own all the albums.
Talk about like something that's like just something we've heard all our lives and haven't really questioned it. But yeah, what the hell does that mean? Do you suppose? how's it been, Elvis? You know how it is. The angels want to wear my rich.
What's the song that he just did for Sesame Street? The monster went and ate my red too.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
yeah, that's
the monster went and ate my red. Have you seen it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you have to look that up on YouTube and show it to the kids.
No,
well, look at it. There was another good Sesame Street big star one lately. I can't think of what it was. I'll think of it. Here's my contribution to the shoe conversation. This is
and we've got a really big shoe today.
Yeah, it is. This kind of got in on title value alone, but it's a British group called Johnny Boy from 2004, and it's called You Are the Generation That Bought More Shoes and You Get What You Deserve. That's what I'm talking about. Johnny Boy on Rock Salad.
In your face, homeboy stealing Jordans.
That's what you get. Yes.
I love it.
How many more clothes you got?
I got one.
You got one? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just playing a man game here. I got a closing salvo. Let's hear yours.
Okay. I'm going to, I started with Pete Townsend, so I'm going to end up with The Who.
Okay.
From Face Dances and Don't Let Go.
The Coat.
The Coat.
Yes.
Can't be held responsible for blown behavior. I lost all contact with my only savior. No one locked me out because I failed to phone up. I can't bear to live forever like a loner.
Don't let go the code. Don't let go the code.
I never really understood what that song was about until I started reminiscing about my cable car.
Yeah.
Now you know. Let go of that thing.
Never let go.
Never let go. This is a group, and when you make a list of the best brother duos of the last 40 years, these guys have got to be right on top that are underrated.
Crisscross?
No. But they have a lot of cool puns about clothes in their song titles, including
The Proclaimers.
No, not them.
Nelson,
including Kimono My House, and
oh no,
and this one from I think this was on the Valley Girl soundtrack. It's Angst in My Pants. It's Sparks, Sparks. Ron and Russ Mayo.
One guy does not sing or do anything, right?
He just has a John Waters mustache.
Yeah.
Plays keyboards.
It's just a passing phase. It'll go away. You can't dress nautical. Learn to tie knots. Take lots of Dramamine out on your yacht. But when you're all alone. You'd stay at home with someone nice. But when you think you may
and my pants.
Play on words.
Folks, we love it when you tell us what songs we forgot. Hit us up on Facebook.
And it would be nice if you said anything else about the show.
Yeah.
Sometimes a little encouragement is good,
people
too.
People say a lot of that.
You guys played great songs instead of, you forgot to play the song thinking about high-heeled sneakers. You didn't play Bad Sneakers by Steely Dan. We can only play so many. You want us to just play every clothing song of all time?
That's not what they sound like. So
we're doing an impression of Jimmy doing an impression of the fan in his head.
The imaginary fan. Yeah, his inner critical voice.
You wish we sounded like that.
That's what Jimmy's like. That's what the voice in his head sounds like.
Yeah.
When he's doing things in life. Like
sounds like Dice's Lady.
Dice's Lady.
Let's give a shout out to someone that posts constantly in Piper Tilney.
Oh, she's so funny.
She's like
she's ridiculous.
One follower, and it's Piper. So Piper, thanks for all your nice
all their input, and also but everybody, Michael Rogers, Thomas Tate. There's a lot of fans on the board there. But get on in on the conversation. You know, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and please like the best. Write a review. It seems like we've been getting a lot of likers on Facebook lately.
I know we have.
I like that.
Write a review, yeah. And I want to promote one more website that Matt Belknap turned me onto. It's called YouTube MP3.tv.
Ooh.
This is where you can go to YouTube, and let's
this is super illegal, by the way.
but it's a website.
Yeah,
I'm not promoting it. I'm just telling you what you can do.
You're literally promoting it.
I'm saying it's terrible.
There's a thing that exists,
but you should go use it. It's like, let's say you go to YouTube and you find a clip of Springsteen singing "Badlands" and it's a great live version. You're like, I love that. I would love to have that on MP3. You can. You just highlight the
URL.
The URL, and you punch it into this website. And click on high quality and click convert, and boom, it turns it into an MP3 for you.
They are doing God's work.
They are. I mean, because there's been a lot of bonus tracks that I don't want to pay $40 for that Japanese import, but then people post them on YouTube and you lift them and they sound great.
All right.
So until it's, for the time being, YouTube MP3.tv.
It's 45 minutes.
There's a few different sites that do this, and they sort of go around in a circle because like one gets shut down, another one pops up, and all that stuff. So
this one's still up and running.
Yeah.
Good to know.
All so
right. Living outside the law.
Thanks for listening.
Here's my play out. Can't believe you guys didn't give this. It's first of all, it's the quintessential sneaker song.
Yes.
And it's the first line of the song tells you what the fuck is up.
Why didn't you play this one?
This is Run DMC.
Yeah.
No, jerks.
Walk through closet doors and roam all over Coliseum floor. I stepped on stage at Live Aid. All the people gave and the poor got paid. And out of speakers, I